Benedict meets Bosnia's current president, Zeljko Komšić, in a private audience at the Vatican this week. Under the terms of the Dayton Accord that was drawn up at the end of Bosnia's civil war in the 1990s, the presidency in the nation rotates every 8 months between a Serb, a Bosnian Muslim and a Croat, representing the three main ethnic groups. President Komšić is a Croat and has been head of state since July. Croats are mainly Catholics. Virtually all Serbs are Orthodox Christians, whilst the largest ethnic group are the Muslims. It's now over a decade since the end of the brutal civil war in Bosnia, but Catholics there are still struggling with its after effects. More than half of Bosnia's Catholics have left the nation since the war broke out in 1992, and this exodus is continuing to this day. In the capital Sarajevo, there were around 500,000 Catholics when the war began. But by the end of the conflict, there were only 125,000 left. The vast majority of those displaced by the war have not returned. They cite continuing difficulties in proving ownership of property confiscated from them during the fighting, or of obtaining funds to rebuild destroyed properties. Another major deterrent is the high level of unemployment in Bosnia. The Catholic bishop said recently that the Dayton Peace Accords interrupted the war in Bosnia, but failed to bring real peace and justice to the Balkan nation. They believe Catholics in Bosnia were sidelined by the Dayton Accords when it comes to their political and constitutional rights, and say they also lack a voice in the country's media. Monsignor Mato Zovkic is the Vicar General of the Catholic Diocese of Sarajevo, and he spoke to me about the problems facing Bosnia's dwindling Catholic community.
The refugees who had left our parishes and dioceses in largest number did not return. My diocese had before the war 528,000. We now have 205,000, and this situation remains a status quo. There is no change for better or for worse.
And why is it so difficult for those who left as a result of the war to return to Bosnia? What are the obstacles facing them?
Well, destroyed settlements, destroyed villages, and 12 years after the war, those who have school-aged children had to find a place to live and send their children to schools where they live now. Those who have returned are mostly elderly persons. In about 25 parishes of my diocese, which are on territory of Republika Srpska, we have very small numbers of returnees, from 10 to 150 persons, mostly elderly. And when they die, their children bury them and lock the house and return back to Croatia or Austria or wherever they live right now.
Are there still Catholics in Bosnia-Herzegovina who are leaving each year? I mean, is there an exodus going on?
Well, I recently met a pastor who is in this section of the diocese, and he told me that since last year, 24 parishioners have left parish, so that he now has 310 only. Besides dying, there is in some of these areas tendency of moving out young families or persons who are in age of working. This is a sad phenomenon which we cannot stop because the church is not rich enough to offer them jobs, you know.
And is it the lack of jobs is the main reason that's driving these people to leave, or are there other reasons?
Right now, I would say the lack of jobs or lack of decent jobs. You may work for nothing or wait for 3 or more months for your first salary, and this is terrible difficulty.
During the war, I know that in some dioceses, the vast majority of churches were destroyed. How many of these churches have been rebuilt?
I can speak for my diocese. All of the parish churches which have been destroyed by Serbian armed men have been renewed or remade except for one. We continued rebuilding the churches, and the local civil authorities requested it must be in the same shape, same size, although the number of returnees is desperately small.
Is one of the reasons why Catholics are leaving because they do not feel they have any political or cultural rights?
You could say so, but the reason for school-aged families of school-aged children did not return at all. Those who wanted an education for their children in Latin characters, in literature, history, would not have such education in the territory of Republika Srpska. They did not return. Those who are now leaving are mostly who would like to work, couldn't wait anymore for getting a job, or those who are very sick and cannot get medical treatment in the places where they live now.
When it comes to the Catholics living in Bosnia, are they tend to live in groups with other Catholics, or is there a mix of, you know, Catholics, Muslims, Serbs? I mean, what are relations like between the three ethnic groups now?
Urban population, like people living in Sarajevo, in Zenica, in Tuzla, in Travnik, are mixed groups, you know, and the relations between Catholics and majority Muslims in our part of the country are now, I would say, quiet, meaning we share some problems together, like shortage of jobs, like having a state which doesn't function properly, waiting for good reforms, for change for better. In these days, we have very sharply discussed the police reform, but the agreement did not find place because our politically elected, democratically elected leaders cannot find a solution. A section of Serbs in this country would like to preserve the higher degree of autonomy. Sections of Croats and Bošnjak Muslims say we cannot function like that, and the foreign people living with us here, military and diplomatic personnel, refuse to impose the new laws.
As you know, the president of Bosnia is meeting the Pope this week. What message would you like Pope Benedict to give to the Bosnian leadership?
President Komšić is coming to see the Pope because of signing the new treatment between the state Bosnia-Herzegovina and the Holy See concerning needs of Catholic community in this country. So I am glad that we have reached this level of our mutual relationships. What we need is the implementation of the new treaty, new agreement between the Holy See and Bosnia-Herzegovina. I have a very bad experience here. We make the laws, but nobody implements them. So if the Holy Father and diplomatic personnel of the Holy See, together with other colleagues from European countries here in Sarajevo, could somehow give impulses, you know, go on, implement what you have signed. This would be the best fruit of the president's visit to the Holy See.
But do you think, in a general way, there is some reconciliation, say, between Catholics and Muslims, or would you say that relations are still quite tense?
The relations are somehow frozen. You know, our expectations were not implemented. The concept of reconciliation, forgiveness in Christian eyes and Muslim eyes do differ. Muslims are a religion of justice and law. They say as long as Karadzic and Mladic are at large, we cannot speak of forgiveness and new trust and so on. But we Christians say, well, we should forgive, because we need God's forgiveness, but this is just a theoretical proclamation. I do not see any significant movement of getting the new trust between our two communities, Christians or Catholics and Muslims in this country. But what I see is our leaders do meet, bishops and Grand Mufti of Bosnia, they do meet, and when our believers see if our pastors are meeting, this is a sign we should also try to live in peace, you know.
And what about relations with the Serb community?
It depends on majority, you know. We, here in Sarajevo, Serb Orthodox population are tiny minority, like we Catholics, maybe 3 to 5%. Here we are very open for, to mutual meetings and ecumenical collaboration, while in Banja Luka, where Orthodox are absolute majority, some of their theologians say we don't need ecumenical relations. And this is our sad, you know, temptation to be arrogant where you are majority and to be open-minded where you are minority.
Given the fact that Bosnia has lost so much of its Catholic inhabitants and that there is this continuing exodus, particularly of young people abroad, how do you feel about the future of the Catholic Church in Bosnia?
Well, together with my Archbishop Cardinal Vinko Pulic, I support the idea we priests should stay here, remain here, and serve our fellow Catholics to be where we are. You know, Catholic approach to multi-religious, multi-ethnic situation is we should not move out. We remain and we look, we ask for freedom, but we remain witnessing our Catholic identity and fulfilling our mission in such a situation. As a priest, as a Christian, I am an optimist.
The bishops of Bosnia-Herzegovina said, in fact, that the Dayton Accords interrupted the war, but they did not bring peace. Is that a true statement?
Yes, it did not bring a just peace and a viable state. We have a ceasefire, not real peace.
I was speaking there to Monsignor Meto Zovkic, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Sarajevo in Bosnia.